Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Yes, indeed. We are here. We are back. We are in the now, knowing, remembering that that's all that matters. This very present moment, this moment is where all power lives. This moment we get to heal. This moment we get to renew. This moment we get to rejuvenate and remember. Remember who we are. And speaking of which, it's a perfect time for Carly Jackson.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, we're free indeed. In this moment, we get to recreate ourselves. We get to welcome ourselves home to this moment because we're worth it. We are a special guest in our own lives. Just as you would treat a special guest when they come to visit, you make sure the house is clean. You might even cook for them. You're so excited. Let's get excited about ourselves today. Let's get so full of ourselves that we can change the world by just spilling over and without even trying. Let's talk about change. Carlton Pearson is reminding us that everything must change, even you.
Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew." When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty. Nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old.
mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Heart will heal, but never much too soon. Yet everything must change. Young becomes comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, farmer's ground is plowed, people live and people die, yeah, but still we can revive, we must always try, seasons come and go, winter brings fresh snow.
I know that's right. Thank God for this change. Thank God for change. Thank God for growth. Thank God for healing. Thank God for wholeness. Thank good for life. Thank life for life. Carlton Pearson. Everything must change. Everything must change. To find out more about him and the work that Bishop Carlton is doing, his website address is bishoppearson.com. Pearson, PEARSON.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired, and we support you in making a difference as we set the intent to make a difference, and collectively, we become the change we want to see. We get to embrace all of humanity. Not from an intellectual spirituality perspective, from a heart-centered spirituality. Understanding that our coming together might bring up some stuff. That it may be a little bit challenging to face the stuff. But we join together, heart to heart, soul to soul, to be the change we so desire to see in our individual and collective worlds. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade, a.k.a. Ade Anifowishe, the Nutty Professor, the Metaphysical Rebel, the Lover of Life. Yeah, life is amazing. Life is. Life is ... All the thoughts that go through our mind, that flows through our mind. Sometimes we attach ourselves to a thought, and sometimes the thoughts are very pleasant, and we just hold on, and we, like a cloud, you know, if you can imagine holding on to a cloud, it's like, oh, this is a good thought. I don't want to have any other thought but this one. And then you bump into another thought, another cloud. It's like, oh, God, I hate this thought. I can't let it go. Then another thought could be thought, I'm just so afraid. I wonder what's been said about me. I don't know how this looks. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. But you know, we are not our thoughts. And we can pay attention to our thoughts and learn not to identify with our thoughts. Yeah, we welcome you. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you listening online, those listening on the phone lines, those listening on the archive. Thank you for being here. You know, let me bring on Celeste. Thank God for this change. Celeste, how are you?
Hey. Oh, I've been really, really blessed. Last coach today. I had wonderful dreams last night and live music in my dreams. Now when I heard Bishop Carlton, I think I heard that song in a different way this time. As often as I'm used to hearing that song. I mean, even a beautiful song can become an earworm where it's just like, well, stop.
Yeah. An earworm. Wow, you went there. Okay, go ahead. How can beautiful be linked with earworms? I don't get it. But, you know, life is paradoxical, so I get it. Go ahead.
You know, nobody wants to hear happy anymore. And, you know, I love that song.
I do. Well, maybe because I don't hear it. Well, that's because I don't listen to it all the time. Maybe that's what it is. Because I haven't heard it in a while, actually. Yeah,
right?
But I get it. I understand.
But my point is, you know, we can take a lot for granted. You know, I know Sam Cooke's version, I know Bishop's version, but today with what you and Lisa are going to be dropping down on the listeners and the other light beings who I believe surround our show, the golden light of angelic just swords over all of our heads because the ancestors want to be heard. And it's time for them to be heard so that we can apply what we're going to do now. So, I mean, I just had it, you know, when I was hearing his voice, I just saw this angelic guard all around us. And I was like, wow. I'm like, I never heard Bishop song like this before. So I'm encouraged today. I'm encouraged to express exactly what I see and how I feel, reflecting the God goddess that I serve. So I'm on fire.
That girl is on fire. You know, it's interesting. You talked about our ancestors want to be heard, and Lisa's going to be joining us, you know, in about maybe 20 minutes, yeah, I guess, I don't know, but anyway, in 10,
you're right on time, I'll talk to you later, go ahead.
Oh gosh, excuse me, in about 10 minutes, but you know, you talked about our ancestors wants to be heard, and two things come up for me that triggers, you know, because I actually had a different song that I wanted to play because, as you know, and I always think of music that goes with the song. Yeah, that too. That helps. But music that goes with the show, and as you also know, that before we go live, I'm always playing in the music in the background because I love music. I'm a student and teacher of life, and I listen to a lot of teachers. Maybe not as much. Well, not maybe. I'm not as much now. I read a lot, and I just kind of do like I go to a buffet of spirituality or spiritual teachers. Should I say? I listen a little bit here, a little bit there. Sometimes I might just get a whole meal, and you know, music has a way of just bypassing my thoughts and what I know, what I think, what the teacher is saying, what it should look like, or if I even agree or disagree. Music has a way of just bypassing my thoughts and just going straight to my soul. So this morning before the show, I was just scanning through the studio and said, which song am I going to play? And I just went straight to it. And I didn't even think of the words. And when I played it, I said, oh, this is what I'm going to play at the beginning of the show. And as I listened to it, I'm like, oh, like Carly Jackson would say, God, you're so gangster. It's like, damn, I wish I thought about that. And as you said, listening to that song and the words, it's like, I'm encouraged. And it's like, yeah, yeah. And that's what we all must remember. And if we can't tap into that place of ourselves right now to know that things will change, that things will get better, if you say, I don't know, I just invite you to take a breath right now. Just take a breath and just really let go of your doubts, of your disagreements, for your own sake, not because of what I'm saying. But understand that one of the things that's constant is change. Even right now, we are changing physically, emotionally, we are changing. So what is going on in the world, it's good. And when you, the other thing I was going to say about you saying that ancestors of the ancestors' voices wants to be heard, I just heard, yes, and that's why we're here. We are their voices. We are their microphone. We are their speaker. We are their amplifier. And when, as you, and I get that this is when you refer to that, you're talking about healing. So if your voice is not being part of the healing, go meditate. I won't say shut up. I take the enlightened path. Go meditate, because in meditation you're quiet, or unless you're chanting. And I won't even say it's time to birth a new reality. A new reality is being birthed as we speak. So you either part of the saying, oh, my God, is it boy or girl? Oh, my God, that looks painful. Oh, God, look at all that mess. I don't think I'm ever going to go through that. Or you're saying, oh, my God, look at this. She's in pain. She is in pain. Well, let me just hold the space. Let me just pray. Let me see the highest vision. Oh, what can I do? Get her some water? Let me see. Does he need some food? Oh, how can I be of service? How can I be of service? How can I be of service? So, you know, I'm going to say this weird thing. Maybe it's not so weird after all. Because of everything that's going on in the world, in Missouri, in the wars all over the world, the beheading, the whole issue about terrorists and people getting shot, racism, and even the things that we don't even hear about. There are people whose family members can't maybe go to a hospital or can't pay the medical bill, or they can't go to the hospital that's really going to help them, but they don't even know, because they don't have the money, they don't know what's going to happen. There's so much going on. We can't be distracted. So my main point is, because I find myself getting into that, my main point is I am so grateful to be alive this day, even though it feels heavy sometimes. I am so grateful. The truth is, this is why we're here. This is why we called ourselves forth onto this planet to shine the light. So I'm grateful to be surrounded by the people that I'm surrounded by, be it virtual or people that I get to touch, people I get to talk to on a daily basis, people who are right there in my heart, people who are outside, and we're talking from window to window, if you will. And some people don't even make it my neighborhood, but we're still tight. And count on them. It's a good time to be alive. It truly is.
Oh, right on, Life Coach today. You know, I'm so 70s. Right on, man. I love it.
Can you dig it?
I can dig it. Can you?
Word.
See your mama. Stop.
Lord.
I see one of our longtime listeners is in the house, and some guests and numbers I don't even recognize. So I just want to give a big virtual hug to all the guests and Lulu. And one, two, Iggy Mom. Interesting. Okay. I'm a little stuck on one, two, Iggy Mom. So hello, everybody. Welcome to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. 12 Iggy Mom. Say hello. Hug and
hello,
back.
Hello.
Thank you.
You said what?
I said Iggy Mom just went hello, and we're getting hugged back, Life Coach Today. And I'm saying
oh.
I can't feel it.
Mm-hmm. I love people who listen to our shows on Life Conversations Radio. I don't care if they listen for 1 second and they got bumped off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care if they disagree with what we're talking about. Because just your presence is good enough for me. And so, yeah, I know we're getting loves and hugs. It's just, you know, all right, let's do some announcements and we can go deep and then we're gonna go low, low, low when Lisa gets in here. We're going to just drop it. But let's not go too low, 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 low right now. Let's just keep it on the high. I know, right? Let's be smoking.
You smoking light, you smoking air, you're smoking. What do you do? You're a dealer of love, man.
Actually, I got news for you. I'm smoking medicinal marijuana. That's right. It's all in the words, isn't it? It's medicinal. It helps me calm down. Oh, Lord, we've changed things by words, and now it has a whole new meaning. And everybody, even Snoop, is like, yeah, I'm getting my medicine. Nature's healing. You want to share some? It's time to do some announcement. Let me behave.
Right.
No, behave what?
No.
Let's do this.
We want to behave.
Yeah, let's behave. Let's have the announcement.
Hello, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the hosts and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find Life Coach Today and Lisa Iverson on the last Wednesday of every month from 12 until 1:30 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss them live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and Lisa can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, we also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Tomorrow, be sure to join Ambassador Safaro for the Play Experience, where you learn how to passionately love and appreciate you every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then you get to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan at 8 p.m. on Sundays. And don't miss Life Coach Today every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern for the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. He's also sprouting out in other places. He has another home. Join Life Coach Today on 1-2 Radio for Soul Food for Your Consciousness every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern at 12radio.com. Then come on back on Tuesday nights on Life Conversations Radio for Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson at 9 p.m. Eastern. Finally, we are not doing a celestial moment today, but let me take this time to tell you that 6 is the number of the day. It shows up as the Lover's card in tarot, which does suggest romantic awakenings, but it also offers the gift of integration through the twins of Gemini, the divine dance of the sacred masculine and feminine. The love you seek begins within. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today.
the hostess with the mostest, the most invisible hostess, Lisa Iverson. We'll be here in a minute. Yes, yes, yes. It's time for Ancestral Blueprint. We're already on the roll. You know, Lisa's not here yet, and as soon as she gets here, we're going to talk about family constellations. What does it mean? What is it all about? Ancestral blueprints. What is it all about? I'm going to read the description for the show, but I'll wait till Lisa gets here so we can be on one accord. But, you know, so much is moving through me right now. So much. So much is moving through me. And I want two things I want to say. Well, I don't know. It may be more than two. I have a lot to say in the next hour. I want to recommend two books. That's it. Especially to go along with our conversation. The first book is Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul by Lisa Iverson. And it will put this showing on so many levels in context and in your own life, because I believe, I know on a deeper level, it's beyond my intellect, because my intellect is not really designed to understand, you know, what's happening in this space beyond space. That the way the world is, it's a reflection of our consciousness. And I was thinking this morning, or was it yesterday, whenever it was, in the last few moments of this lifetime, that we are being called to step it up. As a matter of fact, we are calling ourselves out to step it up. And I think of the story of Atlantis. And I don't know much about it, but the little that I know, one of the things that I know is, you know, there's something about they got so, what is it, technological, that they just really drowned themselves. And Celeste is my archivist, my historian, so I'm sure she can tell me more about it. And I feel like on a deep level, we are giving ourselves an opportunity with all the violence in the world, with all the things we don't understand, with all what's going on in our world, all that we're moving through. Sometimes it feels like we're swimming through molasses. We're calling ourselves up to pay attention. We need to educate ourselves, if you will. We need to wake up. We need to breathe. We need to ground ourselves. We need to spend time in nature. We need to just sometimes sit with a tree and ask the tree, tell me about your story, or tell me what I need to know. Tell me, share some of your wisdom with me. And speaking of trees, this book, which is part of the wisdom of the tree, because it's a book, it's not an e-book. Can you hear that? Those are the pages. Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. This will put so much in context with what's going on in America. And what is going on in America, it's just a microcosm of the world. We can learn from each other, wherever you are in the world. And the other book I want to recommend is Care of the Soul, A Guide for Cultivating Depth and Sacredness in Everyday Life by Thomas More. Care of the Soul, A Guide for Cultivating Depth and Sacredness in Everyday Life. And that's what we are doing. You know, the shows, all the hosts on Life Conversations Radio, we're really supporting others and supporting ourselves to cultivate depth and sacredness in life. Sometimes it's going to be challenging. And we just got to remember that we are each other, that we need each other, and we need to go beyond that intellectual debating and trying to prove and statistics. They have their place. But when it comes to another human being, because we get to share this space, this planet together. And I also get sometimes it's easy to go into statistics and debates, because for some people, if they really face their life, if they face what's going on in their lives, it would be too painful, be too overwhelming. So we run to the head. The head, the mind, the intellect is only designed to deal with what has already happened. We got to go beyond. We got to tap into our soul. We got to tap into our higher self, where we create a new reality, where we can shine the light in Missouri or anywhere else. And we can say to ourselves, show me, show me the light. That we can also recognize that what we are dealing with, what we are moving through, what is happening right now, it's not something that happened just when Africans were enslaved. It's part of the of a bigger picture. And you know, how America was birthed, created. It's part of the picture. Reverend D always says this, and I really believe it. It's a reflection of a soul sickness. I don't want to say we haven't, but that's what I'm going to say. So I'm going to say we haven't taken care of the soul of humanity. We haven't taken care of our own soul, and now we're getting to deal with the disease in the soul. And I'm not going to debate if our soul is never sick. I get it. Okay, stay with me. I'm going somewhere here. We're seeing it because I don't care which side of the fence you're on. I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. If you see another human being in the world in pain, another human being who's traumatized, or another human being who's expressing love, who's expressing kindness, you can't tell me it doesn't move your soul. We see it on social media. We see it on the news. We see it everywhere. Like, oh, my God, that touches me. Or somebody who's in pain, look at the pain in that mother's eyes. Oh, when deep calls out to deep, when life calls out to life, you get beyond statistics and judgment and debate. All you can feel is your own heart. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprint with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. Life Coach Ade. Life Coach Ade. Life Coach Ad. Don't you ever call me Life Coach Ad. Don't you ever, ever do that. I'm going to reflect to you that my soul needs some healing. You can call me Ade or Ade or Ade. I can do it. But Ad, I can't do. Let me bring on Celeste. Let me bring on Celeste. I know you've been doing some research. No, I'm bringing you on. Nope, I'm bringing you on. You have so much to share with the world. That's right. Come on here. Don't be trying to hide. You and I have some deep, deep conversations. We talk about the things that's going on in the world. You share, you know, sometimes how it's too much, sometimes how you saw the light. And you're part of the story. You're part of the conversation. And I want to hear your story about what you've been moving through, especially around this topic of violence, especially. No, I won't put it in that, but I'm just leave it broad. Mm-hmm. Celeste Morgan, the celestial one, speak to us about humanity around violence, trying to hide. Don't come and hide next to me because you know that's what I'm about. I shine the light when people are trying to hide. That's all my work is about. That's what my life is about. Sometimes I can't even hide from myself.
Right. You know this, man. Well, mm-hmm. I have had to be really careful being an empath about what kind of food I eat and the drinks I drink. And I'm speaking of the spiritual buffet. So initially, I had to stay off of Facebook. Because I was having a physical reaction to seeing young Michael Brown's body on the ground. It was too much for my psyche.
Yeah, stop for a minute. Just stop right there. Okay, Lisa's going to be with us in about 5 minutes. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's like when you bring that picture up, it's like, how can anybody see that? And not feel themselves, not feel connection. But I also get that it's possible because anything is possible. So you just giving me that image is like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I had to step away for a moment. And then I thought I could take part in the very heady mental masturbation that was happening with the talking heads and the news and the media and the comments going back and forth. And I'm like, I'm not getting fed here. I felt like Goldilocks with the three bears, you know, that's too hot, that's too cold, oh, that's just right. And for me, walking the world is a lot like that. Like, I literally have to watch myself. And when I start to feel myself connect with energy of just wanting to fight and scream, or if I'm yelling at my computer, you're an idiot, I have to remember that I'm talking to me. You know, I mean, it's so easy to separate from others in those types of situations. So, you know, I found myself, you know, being a keyboard soldier for a second, and then I pull back from that. And then finally a day, finally, I started to hear people of the light and light workers and questions about, well, what can I do where I am? And they're just concrete steps that I've done. Of course, I keep the family and the community, everybody in the community in prayer, as well as all of us who are just trying to find our way around understanding it, which is why Ancestral Blueprints is so powerful, because Lisa Iverson actually suggested that we look at this through ancestral eyes and pose questions, and they're going to read the description when she comes, but posing those questions about, hey, have we seen this before? Is there something unhealed that's moving? And, you know, it's not like I don't like a good fight. I do. It's the truth. You know, I mean, there is a certain type of ego boost from, I told you. But I haven't offered anything that's going to fertilize energy that I want to see. Fights can go for eternity. Hi, Cleo. I guess my categories. Fights can go for eternity, and it also drains your energy. I want to use my energy and the power. If I'm going to fight, let me fight for love. I mean, and literally, and that fight is within me. You know, don't yell at certain correspondents that have an agenda that they need to follow and call them out their name. Just because I don't agree with them does not mean that we're not still family.
Get off my toes, please. Get off my toes. Get off my toes. Don't be putting my business out on the street, but go ahead.
But you know what? It took me a really long time to get here. You know that. I've been cussing for the past how many days since August 9th when everything went down. I've been mad. And here's one more thing that I want to share with you. I noticed that I started to interact with police in particular differently after Michael Brown. And I started to give people side eyes. and then I had to shift that. So I grew up in a neighborhood where the police were musicians. And they would always come to our school as a side-by-side band. And so when I start to want to judge or start to be like, all y'all, whenever I go into all y'all, I know I'm in trouble. So I start to visualize the face of one of the police officers from the side-by-side band who used to play R&B music and come to our school. The officer who I would see, and we were in the 70s, we called them Officer Friendly. So I've been bringing Officer Friendly back into my heart. And when I interact with police officers, and I've had two situations where I had to help defuse a situation, and I was scared, but I did not come at that police officer like he was my enemy. And I was fortunate enough that everybody was safe and was able to go home. But I knew that I was bringing wood to a campfire, and I wanted my wood to light the fire of light and compassion and not burn it down. That's been my journey with it.
Yeah, isn't that a journey? A journey of invitation. And, you know, we are all where we are. I mean, I put myself out there. I remember I was watching CNN, and I was like, really, Don Lemon? Really? What kind of dumb is that? That statement. Who told you to say that? And then I think a few days later, I saw him, he was interviewing somebody, and I was like, wow, that's a good question, Dunleavy. So I get to see the split personality within myself, because sometimes we can disagree with somebody and sometimes we agree with them. And if we just need to remind ourselves that we belong. I always tell a story. Well, it's not really a story. I have this idea, if you will, a vision. You know, if we categorize ourselves by country, I want to say 911 as an example, but that involved the whole world. But if you think of something that happens on a big scale in America, people gather together and say, we are Americans and we're going to get through this, right? But then if something happens and it looks like either it triggers or old story, old pain, then we sort of separate. Like the visual that I have is you put all, I'm using America because we're in America, and it can apply anywhere in the world. You gather together and say, we're Americans. We stick together. We get through challenging times. And then we say, where are the Muslims? And then there's a Red Sea start to part. Where are the Christians? Where are the Jewish? The straights and the gays? The blacks and the whites? The Hispanics? Latinos? You know, suddenly all the people that have gathered together as one start to, as Celeste said earlier, give each other side eyes. Like, I don't know about your religion. I don't know about your sexual orientation. We can always find something to divide us, is what I'm talking about. But let's not forget that we started together. In that togetherness, we can find our strength. There's more. And my co-host is in the house, and she's jumping buildings. What is it? Jumping tall buildings with a single bound, walking on water, drinking water, and healing underway. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my dear friend, my co-host, Lisa Iverson. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Adre. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I apologize for my delay, and I also trust that I'm right on time. So I was on a ferry. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and we're blessed with a lot of natural beauty where there are a lot of islands in the region where I live. So I was on a ferry boat this morning, coming back to the mainland from one of the islands, and there was a lot of fog. So the fog delayed the departure and arrival time, being on time. And so it was really great preparation for me for our conversation, because it's just one of those many reminders, truly, about time, that there we've got our linear time and then there are other kinds of time. So, you know, when something is foggy, whether it's across the water or if there's fogginess in the soul, you know, that influences the timing, the pace at which something can be acknowledged. So so when we can see the clarity of the shore in front of us. So the original plan was that I would be here for a certain time in the clock time, but I trust whatever you've been talking about, it was right for you to be talking about it without my presence here, and now I arrive at just the right moment.
Yeah. You know, it's so much that comes up for me. Let's just jump in. But I want to say this about the fog. It's amazing, and it's a good metaphor, because in life, you talked about, you know, the timing. There's a fog in front of us collectively, and the fog has the power to slow us down, even though we can't touch it. You can see it, but you can't say, oh, I got hold of it. And
I think
that's what's happening. There's so much that we can't touch, physically touch, but we can see it. And we got to pay attention. So, Lisa, I want to read the description. I've been holding off to read it. And just as a sort of a joining together. Dearly beloved, why did we gather together today? We gathered here. Okay. Join Life Coach Ade and Lisa Iverson for Ancestral Blueprints, Ferguson, Missouri. In the wake of the event occurring in Ferguson, Missouri, and the shooting of Michael Brown, are there ties from our American past that link us to the current unrest? How might racism and violence be expressing historic injustice still plaguing the soul of America? We can't heal what we are not willing to acknowledge and feel. I'll just throw it over to you, Lisa, whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Well, you know, the challenge, of course, with the topic is there's so much history.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's just so very much history that is in the background for what has been happening. And so, you know, we have our time together that we have. It's good to, I say this about myself, but I invite anybody who wants to join me in being kind and realistic with our expectations of ourselves and one another for this little bit of time that we have to acknowledge what we have time and permission to acknowledge around the histories that are influencing these events. Because it's easy. I just noticed for me the rightness. I felt no ambivalence, really, about this being the topic for the show today. And at the same time, it's just really easy to get flooded.
Yes.
With all the history. And so, I'd actually like to say a little bit about, I'd like to reference some wisdoms that come from a conversation with a friend I was just having this weekend while I was on this island. This friend of mine who, her name is Laura Kelly Robb. She's a writer and a historian. She was telling me about some editorials she'd read in the New York Times and Seattle Times about what's been happening in Ferguson. And when Laura was talking with me about these editorials, the language that came to her to describe what has been happening was apartheid. And so... you know, the particularly, you know, these two editorials, there were references to the influence of how our laws around voting rights in that, well, across the country. Our changes in voting laws have created a system where who gets, how easy or difficult it is to vote, you know, the snowball effect, the ripple effect from that process with who you end up in any community, who ends up being elected officials, who ends up being police force. So that, you know, from the outside looking in at what's happening there, it looks as if there's, you know, one group of people that are elected to be be policing another group of people, to be in control and in charge. So there's a lot more I could say from there, but I found her referencing so true, and so I just want to know, check with each one present here, just to say that.
Yes. Yes. I hear you. You know, speaking of timing, one of the things that came to me before the show is, you know, and I'm working on relanguaging that because I find myself thinking, you know, people are not really ready to do the real work. And based on what I know so far, the real work cannot be done in mainstream media. Well, no, let me phrase that. That's how I've been thinking. Like, the main work cannot be done in mainstream media, which is not, that's just how it's been. And as I was preparing for the show, I was thinking, you know, this conversation we're having on Ancestral Blueprints and referencing the history of America that has so many limbs and just been going for years and lifetime after lifetime, that it's important to pace ourselves and not overindulge, because everybody has something to say. Everybody has an opinion, and it's all right. It's all part of the story. And when I was observing what was going on in Ferguson, Missouri, the first few weeks I kind of just stayed away from it. A friend of mine asked me, I think she was really the one that triggered me to now start to look into it. I stayed away from it. Just, it wasn't even a conscious thought. It was just somehow I had something to say, don't go there yet.
Yeah.
And then when I was ready, I was able to go back into it. So, and as you talk, I think of power, you know, sharing, and the power, the unspoken power, and how it shows up through politics, how it shows up in violence, how it shows up in a protest, how it shows up through police officers, how it shows up in ourselves, that energy itself, how it shows up when we're hearing this conversation, it sometimes is overwhelming. And as a country, because we're looking at humanity through the eyes of America right now, I want to say something else, but I'm just going to say as I see it. I think we're still having challenges. I'm generalizing. We're still having challenges seeing ourselves in the other.
Yes.
We're still seeing ourselves separated.
Completely.
And it's mm-hmm. and I think part of the solution, I don't even want to jump to the solution yet, but I'm going to just come back to you. But I thought of the truth and reconciliation that was done in South Africa, speaking of apartheid.
Right.
And there's a documentary out, which I can't remember the name. I was looking for it this morning. And I remember I was part of a conference, and they showed that documentary. Oh, my God, it tore me up. Because a mother was sitting with a police officer who killed her son.
Yes.
And she got to share her pain with the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And the police officer started to cry.
Yes.
And she expressed her anger, her pain, and then walked over to hug the police officer.
Yes.
Whew!
Yes.
And there were many stories like that in the documentary. Celeste, I don't know. I'll see if I find it maybe during the break, because I want to give the title. I think he was done. Actually, the person who introduced the story was Desmond Tutu's daughter. Something about a night. But my point is, I know nothing like that has been done in America, the truth and reconciliation. And it's about all the stories, all the injustice in this land. Especially if we say America is the leader of the world, then the leader shows the way, right?
Well, you know, that's us. We're the leaders, you know. This whole thing about otherness is exactly right. So, you know, we can experience like others are supposed to be the leaders, but then that takes me off the hook from having to do anything. So,
exactly.
You know, I spent the last 4 days participating in the leadership of a conference in Seattle called the Merit of the other.
Mm.
And if anybody's interested in looking at that event, they can find it if they just type in that phrase into their computer, the merit of the other. They'll find the website. Kate Regan, Dr. Kate Regan, R-E-G-A-N, directed that event. And it had to do with many things, including how we deal with the experience of otherness in organizations. Because it's easy, everywhere we show up in life, family life, work life, faith communities, neighborhoods, we get to experience other.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the histories behind what's happening in Ferguson, you know, it certainly looks, understandably, to be a very intense, up-close experience of otherness. But, you know, it's kind of a fishbowl thing where we're all around the country, around the world, you know, they're in a fishbowl. So how we observe and interact with what we're noticing unfolding inside of us as we learn in the news, there's quite a lot of opportunity there, and there's a lot of trauma triggered, historic trauma. You know, it's live. What happened and is happening there is filled with trauma, and it triggers these unreconciled traumas from history. So, you know, the speculation about what led the officer to shoot so quickly.
Mm.
You know, there's history, there's a lot of history, you know, that belongs to more than one person that led to that quick of a reaction where the brain is not, the higher executive brain functioning is not fully engaged. When one reacts so quickly, it's the old brain part of us that just perceives threat of some kind is activated. It's not rational. It has nothing to do with ration or logic. So, you know, it really, if we have any interest in preventing any more deaths in our children or our brothers or sisters or parents, you know, if we have any interest as a human family in preventing future incidents like this, we need to, in a paced way, acknowledge these histories that are still in process. And so as I say that, I think, you know, when I joined the conversation today, Celeste referenced briefly with me some really important historical facts that I trust are just the right ones to reference during our conversation. And I don't know if we need to take a break on the show today or not. I'll follow your lead about that.
Yeah, we'll take a break maybe in about 5 minutes. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, before or after the break, I would invite, my thought is to invite Celeste to reference some of the history.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I guess we'll take a break now then and then bring Celeste on. And I want to say the name of that documentary is called Long Night's Journey into Day. And here's a quick description of it. This documentary tells four stories of apartheid in South Africa as seen through the eyes of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. White soldiers who have killed ANC activists, black activists who have killed whites in political attacks. Can there be forgiveness when the full story comes out? And whew, it's that's powerful documentary, and there is no forgiveness without a true story, especially in the context of what we're talking about today, the violence, the showing up through Ferguson in the world, and sometimes within ourselves it shows up as domestic violence, shows up as rape, it shows up as self-hatred, and it's all because if you're peaceful within, you're not going to go out there causing craziness. We're talking about that and more. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. If you have any questions, thoughts you want to add to the conversation, call in early. You got about 20 minutes left because we're going to take a quick break. And so we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And press one on your keypad, and during the break, grab some water or walk on grass, walk on nature. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sofira, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Life Conversations,
We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. And Lisa is the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. You can find out more about Lisa's work by going to two websites, actually. One is lisaiverson.com, Lisa Iverson, I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com. And you can find out about some other work she's doing, which is what anyway, let me just tell you what it is. We ain't got time for all that. Family Constellations West. Family Constellations West. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. Lisa, you ready for Celeste?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, let's bring on Celeste. Celeste, welcome back.
It's great to be back. I'm your historical correspondent. I'm going to go through three quick, and please look this up, because, you know, I learned about this stuff in American history, but we always didn't understand the impact. They didn't break that down in history books. But the first thing I want to bring to mind for the state of Missouri, there was the Missouri Compromise. When Missouri asked to become a state, to United States of America, there was a big question on the table whether it would be a free state or a slave state. And because before they submitted their application to be admitted, there was a free states and slave states were evenly divided. So everybody was worried about, you know, somebody giving up power. So they did a boundary thing with Missouri where one part was free, one part was slave, and it ended up having lots of internal skirmishes between those who wanted to abolish slavery and those who wanted to keep it going. So you have that energy. Then we move into the Civil War. Now, during the Civil War, the Union soldiers was able to push out the Confederate soldiers. So what ended up happening were these renegade groups who were pro-slavery. And one famous one that is often mentioned is our cowboy outlaw, Jesse James. He grew up in that energy, and they made people pay who were for free slaves. It was an intense time. Nobody ever talks about that. Now I'm going to jump to Dred Scott, which is the case where an enslaved man was sent to live with his master in free states, and so he filed a lawsuit to get his freedom and his wife's freedom, because he said, well, technically I'm free because I, you know, was able to reside in slave states. This went all the way to the Supreme Court, and his case was denied. He was ultimately given freedom, and he stayed in the St. Louis area. Now, the last thing I'm going to give you is the race riots of 1917, which is noted as the most violent race of war that occurred in the suburbs of St. Louis, very close to Ferguson, Missouri, people, and they say that it was the most violent one in the 20th century. And somebody who was really impacted by I hope all of you know, is Josephine Baker. She was a little girl when it happened. And, of course, you know, places were segregated. The story goes is that some white people drove through the black suburb and shot into houses. So when other people tried to come back, and there were some cops that came through, two police officers were killed from the black people defending themselves. Mm. From this, an outbreak of thousands of white men went into the area, and they're not even sure about how many people were killed, but at least 6,000 people exited out of that area when the race war was over. So Ferguson, Missouri, there's a lot of healing that needs to happen on that land. And I'm not even talking about before it was white or black. That land already had issues because of the Native people that were there. Okay, that's your quick history. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Referencing
thank you
again
so much.
This idea that the land remembers.
Mm.
And so we're invited to recognize that as well.
Mm-hmm. I want to do two things, Lisa. If I get a chance, there's a book called Care of the Soul by Thomas More. And
yes.
There's a piece of about violence that I want to read. But before we do that, if we have time, I'll read it. I hope we do. Just hearing what Celeste is saying and what I read earlier about in the description about how might racism and violence be expressing historical injustice still plaguing the soul of America today. What would you say to anyone who's thinking, yeah, that's fine, but you guys are overstretching, because that was in the past. What we're dealing with today, the matters of today, has got nothing to do with the past. Can you speak to that, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing that I would say is just being in the field that I'm in, being influenced by the work that I've been doing using the systemic constellations, family constellations, for the last 16 years. I just see how over and over and over again the history, particularly histories around where there's victimization of some kind, where there's a perpetration of some kind, where there's a one person takes something from another that they have no right to take, that one of the, we could consider that taking another person's life is the biggest thing that can be taken.
Mm.
There's always a circumstance around it, you know.
Right.
Whatever the circumstance is, when one person takes another person's life or one people takes another people's lives, so there are all these different contexts. But the most challenging thing, one of the most challenging things with these kinds of events is to really fully acknowledge still the place of belonging of the one or the ones who have taken life. So the ones who are in this kind of a perpetrator position are the most difficult ones to see how they still belong as part of our human family.
Mm.
So this, in combination with, you know, the injustice, when the circumstance, you know, the injustice goes unrecognized, the debt gets passed on to the next generation. So these are all the things that you just see operating in the situation. And so there's just repeat. It just looks like repeat. History repeats itself. How can it not? Because we're human. So so in response to, you know, the way that you are asking me, you know, what would I say to somebody who says, oh, the past is the past, I would say, of course, the past is the past. And what is our relationship with the past? How do we claim, you know, our relationship with the past in a way that, you know, if we're in a relationship with the past that's one of trying to reject it, then we repeat it.
Mm.
So we have difficult, all of these histories that Celeste has given us, these facts about, these are difficult histories to accept.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. what has happened? But the thing is, we can't change, like, it happened already. These things, all those histories, all those facts that she mentioned, you know, it's happened, it's over. But the thing is that, again, like, putting together, it's just really, it's not an easy thing to do, but it's a necessary thing to do, to put all these fields of wisdom and expertise together in the same place, that we don't pick between our spiritual ways of looking at things, our political ways of looking at things, are all that we're learning about trauma, about the neurobiology of trauma, and brain chemistry. It's like we need to put all of it together in the same place. And we can do that. We can do that. It takes the time it takes, and it happens, you know, this conversation we're having today, it's just a little drop, it's a little taste of that. It's a little taste of a little taste of putting history together with political observation, neurobiology, spiritual context, you know. We're putting a little bit of everything together, just like a, you know, a really good soup. Just
yes, a healing soup. Chicken soup for the soul. Yes, I like that.
You get a new recipe, but it's so those are the things that come to mind. And I want to make sure that you have a chance to read What's With You from Thomas Spear. He's a great writer, so what a good perspective. Sure.
Okay, good. Because that was kind of like, I'll leave it. And I guess this is probably because I was going to ask you, well, you know, what can we do individually and not be overwhelmed as we take care of ourselves through this journey? And remembering that we all belong and we all have something to do, and we don't have to wait for others, whoever we consider to be the other, to do something. Sometimes in doing something, we inspire the quote-unquote other to join in. And at the same time, with all that we're seeing in the news and reading about on social media, there's a lot of good going on in the world. let's not forget that. And since you confirmed that, I read this, because I was like, oh, maybe I'll leave it. But I think it's a good place to leave listeners, to leave them with something to leave. This is a book, The Care of the Soul by Thomas More, A Guide for Cultivating Depth and Sacredness in Everyday Life. This is under the title Violence and the Need for Power. Excuse me. The word violence comes from the Latin word vis, that's V-I-S, meaning life force. Its very roots suggest that in violence, the thrust of life is making itself visible. If that fundamental vitality is not present in the heart, it nevertheless seems to appear distorted by our repressions and compromises, our fears and our narcissistic manipulations. It would be a mistake to approach violence with any simple idea of getting rid of it. Chances are, if we try to eradicate our violence, we will also cut ourselves off from the deep power that sustains creative life. Besides, psychoanalysis teaches repression never accomplishes what we want. The repressed always return in monstrous form. The life current of the soul, the vis, V-I-S, it's like the natural force of a plant life. like the grass that grows up through a cement and in a relatively short time obliterates great monuments of culture. If we try taming and boxing in this innate power, it will inevitably find its way into the light. We can think about that.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
What a great way to move toward closing the show. It's really just right on track. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. And anything else you want to, as we get ready to release the show, anything you want to say before you go? Are you doing anything, workshops, or just whatever's on your heart?
Well, what I'm most present to is gratitude for, each one of us who's been here for this conversation and for all those who will be listening to it in the archives, that and grateful just that we could have the conversation itself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are parts of the world where this conversation would not be able to happen.
Yes.
You know, just the fact that we could have the conversation at all, I'm grateful for. So thank you to each one of us, and may our time with each other have a good effect on all things, especially children everywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. We will see you next month, and we continue the conversation. Yes. Life is good. It's getting better. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. May you know what true freedom is. May you know what true love is, and may you have the courage to pass it on to others. We're going to release the show with Carly Jackson. She's already singing. She couldn't wait. She said, "We are one, a lesson in oneness." Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the play experience with Ambassador Farah and Celeste on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Celestial Show. Peace and blessings. I love you. I'll see you on Monday. Peace in and peace out.
We are one. 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 There is no separation. 'Cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.